Let me tell you this story. And this is a good story, because about 34 years ago, more than 19 million people in 89 countries ran 10 kilometres to raise awareness of famine in Africa. SportsAid and Run the World was said to be one of the biggest mass participation demonstrations in history. The man behind it has released a new book. He also happens to be, when we did them, of course, before pandemic, one of our regular panellists, because he was that good. Chris Long, who's from Bedfordshire, joined now. Chris, very good afternoon to you.
Roberto, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Reminiscing about the days when we had people in the studio. Guests, lovely guests. Of course, that's all, for the time being, that's, of course, all parked up. Listen, the world has changed, but the history remains the same. The story of SportsAid that you set up is just incredible. For those that don't know, just explain the significance of those events.
Well, it's, as you said, 34 years ago, last weekend, which... it's time that's flown by. But I think what's most incredible, as you quite rightly pointed out, 20 million people in 89 countries all ran simultaneously, all at the same time, to kind of help change the world back then and to raise money and attention for the famine victims of Africa. But it was all done, of course, before the internet, before social media, before mobile phones, as we know them at this moment in time, before email even. So it was an event that we had to organise literally by telephone, by telex, on the odd occasion with a facsimile that might have in one office somewhere in the world, but they were few and far between. So the fact that 20 million people actually got together back then and did that project is simply quite amazing when you compare it with the digital world we live in today.
Telex and facsimile, terms I haven't heard for a long time. But it points, I mean, it's 34 years has passed, three decades have passed very quickly. But it just, I mean, you very eloquently described it. In a world before technology as we know it today, I mean, the fact you had to pound the phones, you had to make things happen without the assistance that we take for granted today.
I thought it was important to write a book about it. I think, probably because anybody under the age of 40 won't have any living memory of it, and those over 40 ought to be reminded of what they actually achieved, because it really was quite a monumental effort. I mean, I started out on my own as just an ordinary guy that just wanted to help make a difference, and I kind of explained how I convinced Geldof, Band-Aid, UNICEF, and eventually world leaders, royalties, celebrities, rock stars and athletes, and of course 20 million people in 89 countries to actually take part. And whilst I might have started it, this is a story about 130 kids, really, who all worked in a London office, who refused to take no for an answer, who worked 24 hours a day to actually make it happen. And I thought it was worth telling that story, because I really believe that something similar to that should probably happen now. And with the digital assets that are available in this world that we live in, certainly when we come out of something like lockdown and social distancing ends, we should take a little look at the world, because it's had a bit of a breather from world population over these last few weeks, and it's made a big difference. And we should look at the positives from that and see how we can maybe take that forward and do something similar to help change the world again.
The book is called I Ran the World, Chris. Looking back on it, are you surprised it actually happened? Because given the scale of what you achieved, do you think, I don't know how I did that?
Well, Roberto, there's two things I'm amazed at. One is I actually written a book, because my English teacher, I remember a report that they sent to my parents one day saying that Chris's English problem has now been going on as long as the Irish one. So, you know, the fact that I've actually produced a book is something else. But it's been an incredibly cathartic process for me, because I talk about, obviously, SportAid. It's a big thing that happened in my life. There was another project that followed it after that, and it was for the children of the world and to highlight the silent emergency. And there I put on an event in, every single country and territory in the world, where we had a race for young children to select a boy and a girl winner from each country, who then came to UK and we flew them out to the United Nations and put them in the UN seats, and we had a second race in support of the Children of the World. So that's in the book as well. And then I've also been involved in environmental projects and so on. As you know, over the past 20 years, I've been very much involved in marine conservation. And it just tells the whole story all the way through. And I hope it's kind of an inspirational story. And the big message that comes through, that I hope comes through, is you can change the world. And whatever you do, whatever you choose, how you want to do it, whatever you do, don't give up, because you will get there in the end.
Listen, that's an important message, because what you achieved, you and all your team, but of course this idea of yours that you had all those years ago, even to this day, even with the advance of technology that we have, and you mentioned this, that we could, you know, with social media, we could, you know, someone could organise something similar. But looking back at the achievement, Chris, you must be intensely proud.
I am. I am very proud. Do you know what was funny? When Captain Tom raised his $32 million, and I even sent my few quid off to him. I thought it was absolutely amazing, but just so indicative of what can happen in this modern world now with social media and how things can develop compared with what happened back then. And yes, it was a monumental effort. It was a difficult thing to do. And I tell it in unsparing detail in the book of how we went through each kind of stage of the process. So yes, I'm incredibly proud of that. But I suppose coming out of that, I'm also incredibly optimistic for the future, because I really think there are massive components in that project, particularly the fact that millions of people all over the world can come together to do the same thing at the same time for the same reason, is an incredibly powerful movement. And if you can combine that with a single focus, which should be, in my mind, climate change, because whilst we have this incredible problem with COVID-19 at the moment, we will get through it. In a year's time, 2 years' time, we will get through it. But we have another issue which, unfortunately, doesn't hit us with life and death in the face right now. It's not an imminent disaster like COVID-19 could potentially be. And therefore, people tend to kick the tinner down the street a little bit, and it will be a problem sometime in the future. So I've kind of brought my book to a conclusion where I've focused on that, highlighted it, and said, what if? And actually, I've set out a blueprint for a new sport aid in a digital world. And I hope that somebody out there will be inspired by the book and maybe will pick up my torch and run with it.
They would need to ask you first, because you've done it before, so you would point them in the right direction. Chris, always a great pleasure having a conversation with you. Where can people get hold of the book?
It's on Amazon, so go to amazon.co.uk, just type in the search bar, I ran the world, and there it is.
And if I can ask you one final question, when you sat down and started writing this book, and you had to reconsider or recollect all the amazing memories, were there things you'd forgotten about? And you're like, I forgot about that, I've got to put it in the book.
It's the biggest, most single important thing I've ever done in my life. To that end, I remember a lot of it, and I dream about parts of it every single day. There were little bits of detail which I didn't know or couldn't remember, but I was amazed, absolutely amazed, how much there was on the internet, particularly on YouTube. And in fact, I actually found the BBC programme of the two-hour broadcast for the event back in 1986, which I think about a year ago I watched for the very first time. So, yes, there are a lot of prompts. There is a lot of information. I set up a website called iranttheworld.com as well. And on that, I've just put together all those little video, you know, things like Tears for Fears record and various other events that took place to support the event at the end of the week, which was obviously the big global run. And all that's on that site to look at. It's a great trip down memory lane, especially for those that took part. And for those that didn't, it's a great thing to watch now, because I think you should do it again.
Chris, thank you, my friend. Chris Long. And the book is called I Ran the World. You'll find it on Amazon. Just Chris Long, I Ran the World on the internet browser, and it'll show you the book. We're done for another week. It's flown by again. Goodness me.